It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast, a review of some of the highlights from our morning show, which can be heard, if I could do a little plug. Is it okay? Do we have time for a quick plug? We're on Planet 93.9, Quad Cities Real Alternative Radio, and if you're not in the metropolitan area of the Quad Cities, it's available on the internet at planet939.com. My name's Dave. This is my partner, Darren.
And the podcast is brought to you by Capriati Sandwich Shop. They're celebrating their 10th year in the Quad Cities and would like to say thank you to all their fans who have made that possible. Capriati's is currently open daily and operating safely from 11 till 7.
I've worked it out that where our studios are here in Davenport to where the Capriati studios are on East 53rd.
Yes.
If I call in my order as I'm leaving work,
yes,
it's ready right when I get in the parking lot.
That's perfect.
Yeah, well, it ain't bad, brother. So here's a look at some of what we'll be talking about today on the podcast. A look back at Bryan Adams, who's in trouble for having a controversial opinion.
Okay.
And, well, you'll hear that in a moment. Your favorite movie star, your favorite superhero is coming back to theaters, Darren. And we've got a host of stories from Florida. That and so much more, but we've got to get started with number one, right?
Number one.
All right. Here it is. The number one of the top five things on the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast.
Hello there.
Number one.
Number one.
Bryan Adams is in the news. Remember Bryan Adams?
Yes.
Summer of 69.
Sure.
Which my 11-year-old now is running around the house screaming 69 all the time.
Okay.
Because of memes. He knows it's funny, but he doesn't know why. And that's driving me a little crazy.
He's at
69, dude!
He's got that, you know, the first time you hear 69 and you know it's funny, but you don't know what it means. That's what's going on in my house right now.
Funny, not practical.
Well, yeah, no, the actual, once you find out what it is, and then once you have occasion to try it, it's not really that great. It's better on paper than in real life.
Yeah.
Safe to say. Right? So, yeah, during dinner, he just kept making 69 jokes yesterday. I'm like, buddy, what are you doing? It's a meme, Dad.
Well, I would have been his age when the old Eat a Beaver, Save a Tree, it's ecological t-shirts were out there. And for the life of me.
Thought it was hilarious.
Well, no. Right? I was like, I don't. What am I missing here, guys?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Clue me in. I mean, I like the artwork. I like the artwork. It's a cute little beaver there.
Yeah.
I like the old the tag. It's ecological.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what you high schoolers are going nuts about.
So Summer of 69 is the big Bryan Adams hit, which he wrote because he wanted to capitalize on the whole 69 gimmick. It's not a real life story. He said it was, but he would have been like...
It doesn't add up.
No, he would have been like 10 years old in 69, right? He wouldn't have been old enough to have a band then. He's now apologizing because he went off on a rant about coronavirus the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And people are saying that what he said was racist. Now, far be it for me to sit here and be an apologist for Mr. Bryan Adams. A guy who I have to admit, I saw live at Modern Woodman Park. Oh, it was a while ago.
And you were blown away by him.
We went to that show. And I was like,
and he was not the reason you were going.
No, it was Bryan Adams and Def Leppard. I'm there for some Def Leppard. And my wife was like, well, I like Bryan Adams. It'll be fun. And I'll be damned if we didn't love every tune. Kids Wanna Rock? You can't beat that. Can't Stop This Thing We Started. Bryan Adams, you forget how many hits he has until you're accidentally at one of his shows.
Accidentally.
Right? It's like, dang. Heaven for crying out loud.
It happened again. Another accidental Bryan Adams show.
Right. And then I didn't understand, because the song Heaven by Bryan Adams, I always thought that that was a breakup song, but it's a lovey-dovey song. And like my wife wants to slow dance to it at the show, and I'm like, this is a terrible song. Because he says, I find it hard to believe we're in heaven. Well,
Dead Man's Curve.
Right. No, it's actually, I didn't realize until Bryan Adams sang the song to me in person, that no, this is a sweet song. That's my entire life. I thought it was
a little slow dancing, huh?
Oh yeah. Well, we did some pre-gaming before the show, Darren. I'm not gonna
call it the grinding.
So Bryan Adams goes on a rant. He posted this on Instagram on Monday. And basically saying, you know, we were supposed to be doing this tour and now we can't because, quote,
where?
Some effing bat-eating, wet market animal-selling, virus-making, greedy bastards. That's what he says. That's what's responsible for the pandemic. And people are saying, well, that's racist.
Everything
against,
must go.
He's saying people are saying, well, you're being racist against the Chinese by saying, you know, bat-eating is what caused all of this. So now he's issuing an apology. He was also saying, you know, you really ought to be vegan like me. You shouldn't be eating bats. You should be vegan like I am.
Chicken of the cave.
That's what bats are. They're the chicken of the cave. So saying you have a problem with people eating bats is racist? How is that racist?
I haven't eaten a lot of bats. I don't come face to face with bats a lot.
No.
I know you do. I know you have.
Yeah, but when I'm face to face with a bat, I've never thought,
Well, you might have just eaten.
You're right. We did just have a meal. That's a good point.
Now, you were face to face with a bat. Mm-hmm. Was it in your attic?
That was in my... Okay, so we lived on Central Park in
and
Davenport.
It was hissing like electric sparks.
Yeah, there were sparks coming out of the bat's mouth.
Hmm.
Yeah. I just settled down to watch a little SportsCenter.
Big electric bat.
It was like 9 o'clock at night. I was winding down for the evening, got the SportsCenter on, and this bat flew like right in my face. And
More face to face than I've ever really come with a bat.
That was when that happens in that moment, you are very much awake and you're not getting to sleep. So then I'm like, we got to kill this bat.
So better than no dose.
We gotta kill this
bat in your face.
And my wife, of course, is like, you're not killing the bat. It's a creature of God just like we are. We gotta
rid of the bat then.
Yeah, no, I was just like, I'm getting a hammer and I'm gonna
Getting a hammer?
Yeah.
Okay, tough guy.
I couldn't find a tennis racket.
Okay,
I couldn't find a tennis racket. So I am walking around the house with a hammer.
You're gonna hit a bat with a hammer. Sure you are.
Listen. I'm not saying it's a rational thought. I'm saying in the moment when there's a winged mammal that has just swung by your face, you grab something and you go after it. You protect your family. We had an infant in the house at the time.
I'm not sure how many times you're going to hit a nail with a hammer, let alone a bat.
I grabbed at the time, it made sense.
Were you going to use the claw end?
No, I was just swinging like Thor. Just like
you think you're Thor,
right? So then we end up getting the bat out of the house, and the bat was
but it was shooting sparks out of its mouth.
Well, it was hissing at us. Yeah, yeah, when we were, you know.
And why was the electricity coming out of its mouth?
Because bats are demons. I don't know. It was not adorable. Jenny was like, well, you know, we'll get it in this towel and we'll release it tenderly into the backyard.
It's a flying mouse.
And then, it's not a flying mouse. No, it's not a flying mouse. I understand what you're saying when you look at a picture of it. But when this thing is flying around your home, it's not good. And then...
A hammer.
We called the next day we called
Why didn't you just have a handgun?
What would you do?
Huh?
You're making it sound like I should have had a plan
I would have maybe went and tried to get like a bed sheet or something.
Eventually, that's what happened.
You know, not a hammer.
I was full of rage and I needed to protect my family.
I got a chainsaw out. And...
Well, if the chainsaw was in the garage, the hammer was handy.
I got some hedge clippers out. Thought I'd...
Listen, again, in the moment when you're in that... adrenaline spot where it's time to deal with a threat.
You're all keyed up though, weren't you?
You're damn right. I didn't sleep that night. I was just still. Yeah, at one point.
You had a connection.
At one point, we were blasting Panama by Van Halen.
Wait a minute. It's not Manuel Noriega.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like,
You're not trying to get rid of a Panamanian strongman. It's a bat.
I got the boombox out and I was like, maybe some loud music. And then I thought, well, Panama worked for Noriega.
You did the same thing with the, you were trying to do the same thing with, was it birds in your backyard?
Right, but that wasn't, the birds in the backyard, that was using different animal calls. That wasn't playing Van Halen.
Oh, it wasn't playing Van
no,
Halen.
That's a different story. Bryan Adams now apologizing after this coronavirus rant, now saying if people took it as racist, he says, quote, apologies to any and all that took offense to my posting. No excuse. I just wanted to have a rant about the horrible animal cruelty in these wet markets being the possible source of the virus and promote veganism. I have love for all people, and my thoughts are with everyone dealing with this pandemic around the world. Is saying you shouldn't eat bats a controversial stand right now?
Oh, cuts like a knife.
Yeah.
Is about a peanut butter sandwich. A lot of people don't know that.
Now, see, Cuts Like a Knife is the song that...
I like to cut my sandwich with a knife.
Yeah.
Diagonally.
Yeah.
And it's only has peanut butter on it.
This brings up another one of my all-time stupidest moments. I was convinced in the 80s that Cuts Like a Knife was a song called Kawasaki Knight. And my argument was, in the video, he's driving around on a motorcycle.
Was it a Kawasaki?
I don't know. I was 10 when it was a hit record. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But I thought the song was Kawasaki Knight. And we were talking about it in grade school. I said, yeah, the song's called Kawasaki Knight. And this girl said, it's not. It's called Cuts Like a Knife. And I said, that's silly. It's called Kawasaki Knight. He's driving around in the video on a motorcycle. And this girl said to me in front of everyone, also in that video, idiot, they say the name of the song at the beginning and the end. It's written on the screen.
That's true. They did always just put the information up
right
there.
She's like, I understand how you could think that if you were just listening to it. But your argument is you saw the video. See, I didn't have MTV at the time, so I only saw like half the video. We never have cable at my house. But I was like, well, no, because he's riding around on a motorcycle. And this girl was just like, here's why you're stupid, Dave. They tell you the name of the song.
They do. They using, I remember when
using
they did
white
that.
Letters.
Yes, I remember when they
the
did
artist,
that.
The artist.
Yes.
The title of the album.
Maybe even
the record company,
company,
the label.
Sure. Yeah.
They say the name of the song at the beginning and the end. So if your argument is the video, you're an idiot. I was like, wow, that is a moment of profound stupidity. Not unlike Bryan Adams, although again, I don't think it should be that controversial to say we shouldn't be eating bats.
And your wife misheard a Go-Go song, right?
Oh yeah, no. The misheard
or has she misheard several Go-Go songs?
Head Over Heels,
yes,
from the Go-Go's, she sings as Get Over Here.
That's right. Get Over Here. Well, do what I say.
Which is a better song.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she's ruined a lot of songs for
and
me.
Then Our Lips Are Sealed.
She thinks as a child, she thought Our Lips Are Sealed was Honest Cecile.
Honest Cecile.
Honest Cecile.
I wouldn't lie to you, Cecile. Now, get over here.
Get over here, Honest Cecile. Two. It is Wednesday, May the 13th. On this date in 1995, Alison Hargreaves, a 33-year-old British mother, became the first woman to conquer Mount Everest without any help from Sherpas or without any oxygen. That's a neat trick, if you can pull that off.
You must be a heck of a swimmer.
25 years ago today, Alison Hargreaves scales Mount Everest without oxygen or the help of Sherpas. Her favorite saying is, it's better to have lived one day as a tiger than 1,000 days as a sheep.
What does a Sherpa go for?
You mean like how much do you pay a Sherpa?
Right. What do you tip?
Oh, I don't know.
I would have to imagine a pretty handsome sum, huh?
Well, yeah. You want to make sure they're taking good care of you and putting the ladders where it needs to go and keeping you alive and all that. Yeah, I would probably pay.
Yeah,
you don't want to
jip a Sherpa.
No, you don't want to use discount Sherpa service.
No.
Right? You don't want a Sherpa to be like, well, I'm very expensive, but in all honesty, I've never really been up there. Like, if a Sherpa's telling you, you're going to get a deal with me because I'm kind of doing some on-the-job training.
Right, I don't now. Go all the way.
I'm not right. This T-shirt I'm wearing that says I don't go all the way. It's not that I'm a prude sexually.
I'm not frigid.
No, I'm. I'm aggressively sexual. You'll find out once we get up to the mountain.
There's only a certain point to the right. mountain I will go.
Right. It
starts getting kind of dangerous.
I'm the kind of Sherpa that's going to get you up there and about halfway and go, don't you think this is big enough? Like.
Pretty nice view from here.
It's not going to look much better when you get to the top. Like, look around right now.
Yeah. There's no... No one says you can't put a flag right here.
Listen, we can go down right now, tell everybody you made it to the top. It's you and me. Well, and I'm a Sherpa who can keep a secret.
You can always say you climbed Mount Everest.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All the way to the top? Listen, no.
We'll take some pictures here. And we'll Photoshop it so you look like you're at the top.
No, I was on the mountain.
Those other Sherpas, they cost more. But let me tell you what else is you're going to be doing. You're going to be spending a lot more time walking up a mountain. And is that really what you're here for? I offer you a discount, to paraphrase Sir Edmund Hillary, because I can.
And yes, I have a punch card.
When we get up there.
Can I get your email? I like to put out a flyer. Got a mailer that, you know.
I need your email address.
$25 for any referrals.
Hey, we're halfway up the mountain. I'm going to rip open this bag of Ruffles sour cream and cheddar chips.
I'll see you in a couple days.
And we're going to enjoy this together. And you tell me if this isn't enough. This is enough, right? We don't need to keep climbing. Those other Sherpas.
The Sherpa that talks you out of it.
The common sense Sherpa. Listen, this is already... Don't you agree this has already been an amazing journey? Haven't you had the time of your life?
You know what?
Look at you in your coat and your goggles. You look fantastic.
Gonna be honest with you. You know what the rest of the mountain is just scattered with from this point forward?
Yeah, feces and dead bodies.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Mount Everest is just, there's so much feces on it. Feel free to Google this, guys. It's horrific. It's a horror show. You don't want to climb Mount Everest.
No, this is as far as we need to
go. You made it to Nepal. We had a good time. I will tell your friends back home. You want to take a selfie with me? And then you tell everybody you climbed to the top. No one's going to know. You think I'm going to go to Connecticut and talk to your friends? I live here.
Guess what I got in my backpack? A green screen. we're going to make this happen for you. Close enough.
This is why I cost a third of what the other Sherpas are going to charge
and
you.
That's why my shirt says, I don't go all the way.
Now you know. Another woman, 25 years after Hargrave's adventure up Mount Everest, she's in trouble for illegally visiting Yellowstone National Park. I went to Yellowstone with my family last summer. It's breathtaking, and it's really something you have to. As an American, we all really need to take advantage of these national parks because they're just gorgeous. Yellowstone was incredible, and I can't wait to go back. I really can't. But when they close it, you also have to honor that.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's one thing about Yellowstone that they do a pretty good job of letting you know. There's a lot of stuff there that could kill you. Sometimes it's a bear. Sometimes it's a moose. Sometimes it's a buffalo. Sometimes it's pools of teeming hot acid that are just there for you to walk into. This woman illegally visited Yellowstone. It is closed because of the pandemic. And she suffered burns yesterday when she fell into a thermal feature. She was backing up while taking pictures and fell into a hot spring where the hot gases come out near the Old Faithful geyser.
Yeah, you want to put ice on that right away.
Yellowstone National Park spokeswoman Linda Varis says in an email that despite this woman getting injured, she somehow managed to drive about 50 miles until park rangers stopped her near Mammoth Hot Springs. They then flew her to a hospital in Idaho Falls, Idaho. We don't know this woman's name or the exact extent of her injuries, but I'm guessing when they have to get a helicopter to fly her to the hospital, that's not great.
Not a bad job when the park is closed. Being the spokesperson for the park.
Probably the best job to have.
Not bad.
Everyone, I have a statement. We're still closed.
Still closed.
All right. Well, go binge watch some Netflix. Yeah, they closed Yellowstone on March 24th. Grand Teton, which is near Yellowstone, we did that as well. That's also closed. They will be doing a phased reopening, and they're going to be making that announcement at some point today. But you are warned when you go to Yellowstone. They have these boardwalks, and they say, we're not joking around, stay on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Because you step off of these boards, it could end badly. A friend of mine went to Zion National Park, and he took pictures. That's even deadlier. And they have pictures, cartoons that basically show, like, fall off the board, and you're a skeleton instantly. It's like you're...
They actually use the skeleton,
oh, it's
huh?
something else. It is something else. It's like when you die in Dragon's Lair, you just turn into a bunch of bones. Last fall, there was a guy who was walking off the boardwalk near Old Faithful at night, by the way, which is a dumb time to be doing anything near Old Faithful. Fell right into a hot spring, suffered serious burns, and in 2016, there was a guy in Yellowstone that fell into a superheated acidic mud pot. He died, 23 years old. They never recovered his remains. He's just there inside the mud pot.
Gnarly.
Yeah, it's pretty gruesome. So this woman who thought it'd be a good idea to break into a national park and take pictures and not really watch where she's going, I don't have the extent of her injuries. She did drive for 50 miles, so maybe she's okay. But just not a good idea.
I could really go for some Bactine.
Do you have some? Can I trouble you for some Neosporin? I seem to have burnt off my legs.
Number three.
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 Movie theaters are quite closed at the moment. Can't go to the theaters, and they're not really releasing any movies.
Can you get the popcorn?
There are theaters. I know the one in Dubuque is doing a thing where
you can get the popcorn.
You can do drive-up popcorn. Which, if you're somebody that really has to have movie theater popcorn, you might want to just invest in getting a popcorn machine. Because it doesn't take too many trips to the movie theater. The thing would pay for itself, right?
But there's enough popcorn,
yeah,
that they're selling that makes it worth their while to have someone there making the popcorn.
I think it's just a matter... Well, have you ever made popcorn in one of those machines? It's pretty easy. You put the oil
No, I get that. I understand.
It's not that labor intensive.
No, I understand that, but you're still paying someone.
Yeah, but Mike can get that done in the space of like an hour. And then, it gives him something to do.
Yeah.
I understand why they're doing it. If that's the
choice. You just haven't heard that they're doing it here.
The only one that I've heard of is the Dubuque movie theaters. I've not heard of that happening here in the Quad Cities. If it is happening, let us know. Text line is 470-23-NACHO. Where are you getting your popcorn these days?
You got any of those movie theater hot dogs left over?
Imagine get some that are about to turn. I could take those off your hands.
Something you got to get rid of.
Right. The box office now is just a handful of drive-in theaters. The drive-ins around here are now open, right? Bluegrass was open last weekend.
Yes.
So that's good news. But the problem is now...
Two different... they had... I was checking. They have two different double features coming up this weekend.
But they're not...
Typically what they do.
Are they new movies or re-releases?
They were like one's Sonic... Like Sonic Hedgehog, I think.
Yeah, okay. That came out a while ago.
They basically have a... They kind of have like a kid's...
Mm-hmm.
Double feature,
mm-hmm.
And then something that's a little more grown up.
You ever go to the drive-in when you were a kid?
Yes.
You have any memories of the drive-in?
Yes.
Greatest drive-in I ever went to was in Door County, Wisconsin. The double feature was Superman 2 followed by Flash Gordon. It was incredible. And I got a super rope. And I remember thinking, if this isn't nice, I don't know what is. Two incredible movies, just mowing on a 3-foot piece of licorice, watching Superman 2.
Well, and then they started showing, when we were in high school, started showing X-rated movies.
Right, the drive-in around here, the one that's by the airport, that was a porno theater, right?
Well, it wasn't, but they started showing that sort of stuff.
X-rated toward, like Midnight Cowboy or X-rated like, no, it was like Debbie Does Dallas?
It was Pinocchio. It's not his nose that grows.
How do you get away with showing that at a drive-in theater?
They did. And then they also had, what was the other one? The double feature with Pinocchio. Pinocchio had a bed sheet tied around the back of his neck.
Uh-huh.
And then every time he lied, well, you get the idea.
So the, was it the Coral that was the one that turned into Corral. An adult theater?
The Corral.
I wasn't here at that time, and but I've heard legendary tales of the drive-in adult theater.
Yeah, that was the thing to do when you were like a sophomore in high school.
Really? They would let you into X-rated movies when you were a sophomore in high school.
Got in there.
Didn't really card that well.
So I guess the mousy mustache fooled him.
So it's you and a bunch of your buddies sitting in a car watching Dirty Pinocchio movies?
Dirty Pinocchio, and then it was, what was the other one? And the Seven Dwarfs.
Snow White?
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And the dwarfs gave Snow White a bath.
Wait a minute.
So yeah, I have memories of the drive-in. Were the
dwarves in this movie played by actual little people or?
It was a movie. Because it was a movie made like in the 70s, so I'm sure it was.
So let me get this straight. They would show adult movie theaters at the drive-in.
That was at the end of that theater being a theater. That was like their last hurrah. Their last chance to save things, and it saved nothing.
You know what? You know what will really bring them in is if we start showing fairy tale porno movies on the big screen here
that's
at the drive-in.
They did.
That seems like an.
But then
odd...
they also showed like they had. I know that we saw like Andy Warhol's Frankenstein there too. So they had some. They were going for it.
It says here that you can get Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs adult erotic film.
Yes.
That's available on.
Who does that star?
Because
it was.
Well, this might not be the same one because this looks
Let
like.
Me see.
No, well, this version looks like it's made in the 80s. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs adult erotic.
No, that's
I
not
imagine
it.
They've
that's,
probably that's they've probably it. Done this a bunch of different times,
no,
right?
That's not it. No, that one. That looks too classy.
Yeah, that looks like there's a little bit of production value in it.
Yeah.
And the one that you and your friends went and saw. I mean, how does that work when it's you and a bunch of your buddies in a car watching a...
Well, it wasn't necessarily... It wasn't... It was funnier than it was erotic.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
We used to always, when I was in high school, we would always rent a movie at Blockbuster. There's the closest thing you can get to an adult film at the local Blockbuster. We'd, you know, a couple of buddies would just stay up all night drinking beer and watching a movie called... Oh, was it 2069, A Sex Odyssey?
Emmanuel?
No, it wasn't an Emmanuel movie. It was like a German movie where these busty aliens take over a ski lodge.
Hmm.
And using the power of
believable.
Using the power of their minds, they get everyone's, all the women's tops to rip open while they're skiing on the slopes.
Sure.
Yeah. And there was one guy, and his catchphrase was, I don't remember if he was a human or from the sexy planet. No, because it was all the sexy aliens were women who somehow wanted to look at other women's breasts on the slopes there in Germany.
Makes sense to me.
And there was this one German cat, and his catchphrase was, anytime a woman's blouse would open up, he would go, oh, superb, you're superb. That was it. That was like the whole gimmick. That was the whole movie. It's no Snow White and the Erotic Dwarves.
No.
But... it had some production value. And you could get it, again, at Blockbuster. So,
Snow White laying on a rock.
Really? This is an indelible memory for you.
Laying on a rock and the Seven Dwarfs cleaned her up.
They took her in and gave her a bath.
Well.
Did she need another bath after the bath? Because it didn't quite take...
They gave her a bath like a kitten would give you a bath.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna go ahead and check out now. Thanks.
Right.
Thanks.
Okay.
That's not. That's not. No, thank you. Well, to get you to go to the movie theaters, because here's the issue: as we start to slowly open up things, Hollywood's not interested in releasing their movies right now.
No, they're...
because they have a big investment in these films.
Gonna keep their powder dry, aren't they?
Right. That James Bond movie was supposed to come out in April, and they said, no, now it'll be Thanksgiving. Because
yeah, we should almost be ready for another James Bond movie.
We spent so much money making this, it doesn't make sense to just throw it away. Disney's got that Mulan live action that was supposed to open, I think, in March.
Now, this James Bond, this is the last one for Daniel Craig, right?
Well, that,
or these, but he says that every time, right?
He has said that before, but I really think this is the last one.
This is the last one, so they're looking for a new James Bond.
Yes. And if they're interested, I'd love to come and do a,
you'd like to
a monologue.
You'd like to take it in a different direction.
Yeah.
As opposed to good, well, let's try this for a while.
Imagine if James Bond was a middle-aged American man.
Mm-hmm.
I'd watch that movie. I'm not drinking martinis. Unless,
It's integral
to the script.
So it's James Bond meets the Dumb Dad sitcom.
Why do you always go to Dumb Dad when you're talking about me? Why is that your
Well, to a lesser extent.
I'm not dumb.
No, I'm talking about the Dumb Dad sitcom.
But why would... No, I would just be... I'd be an international spy, but my cover is I'm an American dad.
There's just not enough...
On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
There's just not... Would you prefer it to be a dumb mom sitcom? There's just not enough of those.
What? There's never been one.
It's like Everybody Loves Raymond. If you switch the two characters, you'd have got locked up. You can't treat somebody that way.
No, Deborah can't be. No.
If you were to switch those characters and use the same monologue.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Or dialogue.
So how does Hollywood deal with the fact that theaters will be opening and people may not even be thrilled about going to theaters, that what they're going to do, I guess, Darren, is offer up two movie houses classic movies like Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone and your favorite, Jaws.
Mm-hmm.
Jaws will be in theaters.
I'd like to see it in the theater again.
And for the older titles, the studios will only take 30% of the ticket revenue. Usually, the movie house gets 50% and the studio gets 50% of the tickets.
Okay.
Now they're going to do a 30-70 split. And then the venues where you go to see the movies, they're saying, well, in order to entice people to come back out to the theaters, and since they're old movies, and since a lot of these movies, like Jaws, you can watch right now on streaming. You don't have to,
right? Yeah, you don't have to come here.
Right. They're going to charge like between $2 to $5 a ticket.
Yes.
So would you go see Jaws in a theater if it was just $2 to go see it?
If it's just me. It would make it extra spooky, wouldn't it?
Watching it by yourself in a theater? They're also going to give up, Back to the Future and Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho. Who's going to go to see Psycho in 2020 in a theater? Well, first of all, the whole bit with Psycho is the ending of the movie, and everyone knows the ending of the movie.
Well, everyone knows the ending of Jaws.
But Jaws is a great movie you can watch again and again. Psycho's a movie you see once, it's like, okay, I get it. Psycho doesn't have that.
Are they talking about the original or Vince Vaughn's Psycho?
Alfred Hitchcock's. Yeah, the original.
Not Vince Vaughn.
Nobody needs to see the Vince Vaughn version. What an outrage that was. I'm going to do a shot-for-shot remake of a classic movie, but just starring stupid Vince Vaughn. Oh, that's insufferable. They're saying they hope to release new films later on this summer.
So you don't want Psycho added to the Vince Vaughn marathon?
If there's a Vince Vaughn marathon, I have something else to do. I am not watching anything with Vince Vaughn in it. And not one movie of his am I going to watch.
Anchorman?
That's a cameo. But he almost ruins the movie. He almost completely ruins it. Insufferable Vince Vaughn. Well, there it is. Coming to a theater near you. Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water and safe to go back in the movie theater, it's Jaws. who you maintain is the hero of that movie.
Superhero.
Number four.
Guy flies to Germany to meet his girlfriend, which is a real no-no these days.
Is it your girlfriend if you haven't met her?
Well, I think he had met her. I don't think this is like a fake girlfriend or like my imaginary Canadian girlfriend growing up. I think this is a real woman. I think this is his actual girlfriend.
And what was her name again?
My imaginary fake girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Mandy DeWitt.
That's right. Yeah. Mandy DeWitt. Yeah. I didn't know she was from Canada.
Well, originally. And then she...
She grew up in the States, but was born in...
No, born in Canada, yeah. And in Bloomington, Minnesota for work. He worked for the JCPenney Corporation. That's my...
And what she really was just a sweater. Or you didn't even go to the extent of having a sweater. She'll be right back.
No.
She'll be back.
No, it was just... We just had a long distance thing going.
Oh.
Yeah, right. Also, it was a challenging relationship because... she wasn't real.
Now, was that Mandy with an I or a Y?
With a Y.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Mandy DeWitt. Yeah.
And DeWitt, two E's or one?
Well, the name came from the highway sign on 61, so it's spelled... This is something my buddy Scott and I cooked up when we were coming down from Dubuque for a night in Davenport. We were going to go to hang out at St. Ambrose for the weekend. And we thought... The masterstroke would be if we claimed that we had girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. That would make you more attractive.
The chicks in Davenport were all over us.
Sure.
Right?
How'd that
so
work?
His girlfriend's name was Jackie Cedar.
Mm.
So it's sure. That, and 61 where it's like DeWitt's this way, Cedar Rapids is this way. We saw that sign and like,
we'll
okay,
that one.
Those are our girlfriends.
We did
now.
The same sort of thing when we moved out, a buddy and I. We moved to Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way to Phoenix,
mm-hmm.
we started coming up with cowboy names. And I was Colfax Mingo.
That's not bad.
It's great.
See, this was the problem, though, with our fake girlfriends. Scott and I spent the entire night then...
turning off girls.
Yeah, because we just wouldn't shut up about our girlfriends. And we just kept drinking beer and telling...
You took it too far.
We just kept getting deeper and deeper into the backstory. So like if a young lady would come up to us and be like, hang on a second, I gotta tell a story about Mandy. Hang on. And then, yeah, it didn't work. Backfired. Backfired real good.
Right in your face.
But you'd never forget your fake Canadian girlfriend.
And which city in Canada?
That part I don't remember. She relocated... Bloomington, Minnesota is where she lived. I don't remember which of the provinces she was from.
Kind of unravels, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, how much do you remember about your old fake flames? I mean, after a while.
I think, didn't Elvis Costello and Hall & Oates do something about that? Wasn't there the only fake flame in town?
Well, I've lived it, man. I don't know the song you're talking about, but I lived it. 20-year-old American man flew to Germany. That's about the time Mandy and I were on item. They flew to Germany. Or he flew to Germany. A 20-year-old American man flew to Germany to try and meet his girlfriend living there. Even as countries around the world are under lockdown because of the COVID-19 pandemic. This U.S. national flew into Frankfurt Airport from Washington, D.C. on Sunday, where he disguised himself as an airport janitor to circumvent the screening process. He wore a reflective vest, picked up two garbage bags, and headed towards the checkpoint, pretending to empty the trash. Another staff member at the airport observed that this guy looked enough like a janitor, but the fact that he was in Frankfurt and was a janitor and couldn't speak a lick of German was a bit of a giveaway.
I only clean in English.
I don't sprechen Sie Deutsch. I am an American janitor working here at Frankfurt. Also, he had no security ID. So the airport security gets called in. They detain this idiot. After getting questioned, he said that he had to come up with this plan because he couldn't think of any legal possibility in which he would be able to meet his girlfriend who lives there in Germany. Maybe he didn't. Maybe this was their first meeting. Maybe this is like an online thing. You could be right. Maybe he was so desperate to actually meet her that he came up with this idea of flying over there as a fake janitor. How do you get on a plane here? Like, I guess there's still flights going on over there, but you have to have a legal reason to be there with the lockdown.
Well, I suppose a janitor, that's an essential worker.
Sure is.
So.
And he had the vest and everything, which, you know, that's a good look, obviously. Didn't think it all the way through. So do you think he gets to meet his girlfriend now? Like, now that he's there? Or do the Germans just ship him back?
Oh, I think he's there for a while.
Number five.
Got a host of stories we want to share with you from the Sunshine State. It's one of our favorite segments, a regular visit to Florida.
Florida. But that's America's wing.
Yes, America's wing. We start in Marion County, Florida, where deputies arrested a woman accused of driving erratically. Off-duty police officer pulls over a 27-year-old Zantana Shante Cannon, making her drive erratically, swerve, and running a traffic stop. During the stop, the officer said he observed Cannon empty a bottle of wine onto the floorboard of the passenger side of the vehicle. That's a bit of a giveaway, isn't it?
Yes.
When you're just emptying the
bottle. Well, when it's actually coming out of the car.
She...
when you're walking up and wine is coming out of the car.
That's what
they... Dead giveaway.
Marion County deputy arrived to conduct a sobriety test, and Cannon allegedly... No, I'm drunk.
No.
I'm telling you I'm drunk. Just put me in handcuffs. I ain't got time.
No field tests.
Go ahead and arrest me. I don't have time for the sobriety test. You know it and I know it. Charged with... and she's... Doesn't have time for all this sobriety stuff. How about this Florida man and Florida woman arrested for shooting at a process server that was serving legal papers? The Florida angle is, of course, they were using a flare gun.
Nice. Ratchet it up.
Arrested Friday night after he shot a flare gun multiple times at people that were trying to serve civil process and legal papers. This is in Monroe County, Florida. William Nash arrested along with Carol Harwood, she's 75 and he's 79.
Sweetie, hand me my flare gun.
I need to reload.
they've got more papers.
Deputies responded to this house at about 8:20 on Friday night. There was a shots fired call. Deputies arrived and they found this guy yelling at a man who he said was trying to serve him legal papers. And, yeah, firing a flare gun. He admitted to shooting at the man with a flare gun. He also admitted that he had been drinking earlier that night. And the woman got involved. And she ended up getting in trouble for resisting arrest. Yeah.
Flare me. Flare. Gonna need a flare over here. Flare.
How about this story? A Florida woman batters her husband with a bouquet of Mother's Day flowers. Somebody got flowers for Mother's Day, turned them into a weapon, beat her husband with a bouquet of Mother's Day flowers.
Yeah.
Sandra K. Webb.
They've got thorns that could do some damage.
Charged with domestic battery. She was upset because he bought her children flowers to give her for Mother's Day, and that somehow made her angry. Looking at this mugshot, I think a lot of things make her angry.
Yeah.
Wow, she's scary. The mother threw the flowers at her husband while he was in bed and then just kept hitting him. She also spit on her husband's arm and chest. She admits to pelting her husband with the flowers, but she denies spitting on him. She got out of jail, released without bail on Monday afternoon. So he gets flowers for the kids to give mom for Mother's Day. That sets her off.
Because they weren't from him?
I don't understand.
Now, when she gets back home, do you think it's a good idea to get her flowers?
I wouldn't. No. I sure wouldn't.
I tell you what, I'm not going to get her a cactus. I can tell you that. No chance.
consider yourself zing.
The zing of the day.
Finally, Darren, we leave the Sunshine State with this story. A Florida man arrested after an attack with a homemade ninja star.
Made it myself.
I take pride in my craftsmanship. This was during a downtown fight in Pensacola, Florida. Man arrested after the victim says he was stabbed with a homemade throwing star. Robert Hartsuk of Pensacola charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. You think it's deadly? Thank you for the compliment on my handiwork.
Darn right it's deadly.
Pensacola police say they responded to the
corner
of South Palafox Street and East Garden Street there in Pensacola around 2 in the afternoon to find the victim holding Hartsock's face in a flower bed. The victim told officers that Hartsock had a knife that looked just like a homemade throwing star and that he just cut him with it. He says he was talking to somebody when Hartsock walked up to him and started mouthing off to him.
It'll draw blood.
Then pulled out a sharp object and came at him. Victim was treated for a minor cut on his arm. Hartsock was arrested and taken to the county jail where he's held on a $1,000 bond. So this guy mouths off, starts stabbing the guy. The guy beats him up and then holds his head down in a flower bed. I want you to take a look at this mugshot. This guy with the Chinese throwing star got the crap kicked out of him.
Yeah.
And then, the cops show up and he's just holding his face down in a flower bed. It's a never-ending source of show prep.
Can't get the taste of Miracle-Gro out of my mouth.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
Well, I guess that's it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
Which was brought to you by Capriotti Sandwich Shop on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak and now the Impossible Cheesesteak. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America.
So we get a chance to do it for you again. Thanks for downloading, liking, subscribing, and leaving a review of the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Bye, have a great time.